What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I don't take anything in preseason that happens as a sign of anything to come. Obviously, it's a regular season stuff, and you don't get fooled by those things. But there's one thing, and I'm not going to go back and saying that I believe that now Jackson Dart's going to be the savior for the Giants. This is not what I'm saying. I'm prefacing it with that. But I'll say this much about having not seen him play in a regular season game yet, that he, take this for what it's worth, looks the part more already than Daniel Jones or Zach Wilson ever did from just a man standpoint. That's, you understand,
fair,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's 100% fair. So, absolutely.
Like, and I don't know. I still didn't love the pick. I thought it was a bit of a force at that moment. They felt like they had to do it. But his presence, like Daniel Jones looked, not to be disrespectful, but like a goofball. Like he always had that face on. He was just like, oh, you know, huckety boom, boom, boom. Yes. You know, like he had that face on and he was like, couldn't tell if he was mad or what. And he was like, oh. And then Zach Wilson looked like a child. Yes. He looked like a punk teenager kid that you wanted nowhere near your home. Because he was going to leave empty cans of White Claw on your lawn, you know? Jackson Dart, to me, looks like a young man.
Mm-hmm. He looks like an NFL quarterback.
Right! I agree. And those guys never did to me.
I agree. See, I mean, Daniel Jones looked like Eli to me. He did, because Eli had that face, too.
Yeah.
But he did win, obviously, and he was Eli. But I do agree with you, from the highlights I have seen, that, you know, he looks the part. He looks like an NFL quarterback. Doesn't mean he can do it when it gets real and you're playing against starters as opposed to what he has seen so far. But the early returns are good. It's hard to argue.
I mean, and it's not even him, like the highlights of the you know, him on the field or the touchdown pass, as much as it is like him just walking around, talking to the media, standing next to Brian Daboll. I'm like, I can actually see him being a starting quarterback of the NFL when I could never envision those other two guys being the guy. I could never get there with
them. Yeah, well, unfortunately for Zach, he has the young face and he's not 6'7" and he didn't have the body type that you would like to see. You know, this kid, again, he looks like an NFL quarterback. Does it mean he's going to be? Because these games mean literally nothing, as we've learned over the years. But it's a lot better than him looking like crap.
No, of course. Yeah, no, absolutely. And by the way, NFL Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And what was it? What do we have here as I'm getting my bearings again? We have Saturday night, Jets-Giants,
yes,
correct?
Yes, correct. Correct.
7 o'clock.
Only a few weeks away from the opener.
Yeah, it'll be, what, Thursday?
Today? Yeah, the
3 weeks from today. My goodness.
I suppose. I know the Thursday night game, only because I know I'm doing it, is Cowboys and Eagles in Philly. So is that 2 weeks from? That's 3 weeks from Thursday.
Yeah, which is today.
Oh, God, I'm thinking it's Monday. Jesus, God.
Right. I thought it was Monday, too.
Right, wow.
For a second. That's okay, why I was like, wait a second, it's Thursday.
Today's Thursday, right.
Yeah.
Good call.
Just trying to figure out where we are and who we are.
Jackass.
It took me like 3 or 4 days to figure out who I was after that 10 days in Vegas we did.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So I wasn't sure exactly who I was, where I was supposed to be.
I understand.
What my responsibilities were.
I get it.
Where I came from. It took a while. Let's go to Tommy in Mattawan. What's going on, Tommy?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Tommy?
I just wanted to call to thank you guys because I've been trying to put together a trip to Pebble for about 2 years now, and obviously the logistics with it all is pretty crazy. And I pretty much given up on it, and I was in the car with my wife listening to you guys, and Boomer said the magic words. He goes, guys, we're all booked for Pebble. It's all set. And it just reignited a little fire in me. And I was on the phone for like 3 days with Pebble. And shout out to Brandy at Pebble. I'm leaving Sunday.
Good for you.
Playing Spanish Bay Monday, Spyglass Tuesday, and Pebble on Wednesday.
That's awesome.
That is tremendous, man.
Enjoy it.
So I saw that you guys out there. You know, it's weird that she said, make sure you bring pants.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And I'm like, thinking, I can't play in shorts? And she's like, I don't think so.
No, no, you can, and I did one day. It's not that bad, but it is chilly. Like, you're right off the ocean. It's not going to be 85 and sunny.
Wow. I am so pumped. Thank you, guys. You guys pushed it over the line.
Good.
I guess I'm playing with the same guys. One, they had a foursome. One guy couldn't make it, and so I slid into the spot as a single.
So you're going by yourself?
Like, I'm going by myself.
Wow, good. I give you a lot of credit, man.
Wife's not coming?
My wife said, nope. She said, I don't want to hear you complain in the next 6 months that you should have done it. So do it.
That's amazing, man. Tommy, I give you a lot of credit because a lot of people would not make that trip or any trip by themselves. So good for you.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I just, you know, we always say, oh, let's do that next year, next year, next year. And, you know, I just said, I'm not going to wait until next year again. So
well done.
Tommy,
I was psyched watching you guys out there this morning. It was awesome. So psyched, and I can't wait.
Yeah, hey Tommy, thanks for calling, and have a great time. That's a good wife there too.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't want to hear you bitch about not going. So
you're the hell out of the house, man. Go do it. And I mean that when I say, like, the idea that there's a lot of people that won't just go up to their county course by themselves because they don't want to get paired up with three other guys to go cross country and do that. And he'll have the time of his life. But
oh, yeah.
A lot of credit.
And I'm sure, I mean, the chances are the people he's playing with are going to be friends of his immediately.
You would
once
certainly
he shows
think
up. I mean, if the
that's
guys,
a chance.
Yeah, like-minded guys who want to play Pebble, hanging out.
No doubt.
Dudes being dudes.
This should
that's
be good.
That's what's going to happen.
Should be only live once, man. Go do it.
Yeah, yeah. Bring pain. Boomer wore that sweater, the green sweater the first day.
It was chilly.
Yeah, it was a little cold.
It was chilly.
But I enjoyed it. You're not going to freeze your ass off, but
No, nothing like that. Nothing. But it's great pants weather for sure.
Great pants weather.
Great pants weather.
Yeah, layer up, as they say.
And
Jerry.
I did have, you know, it's so funny because I put I mentioned that scratch over, I forget what you call it.
Sugarloaf Social Club.
Yeah, I forget what the type of shirt it was, though, that I put over the hoodie. But I had a jacket, like a golf jacket. And where did I leave it? In the car.
Of course.
And did not bring it with me.
Just like you left your putter in the room.
In the room.
Yeah,
moron.
That ended up being a really good thing, though.
Yes, it did.
That was serendipity.